bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 30th chapter of Numbers. This is what the Lord has commanded. If a man vows a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. There is an organization in Massachusetts called the Brookline Political Action for Peace. I'm not entirely sure why they tacked the words for peace onto their name, since their agenda is probably going to bring about a lot of things, but peace isn't likely to be one of them. And what is the agenda of the Brookline Political Action for Peace? Simply this: they want the city's town meeting to urge the local school committee to stop requiring principals to have the Pledge of Allegiance recited during morning announcements. According to the BPAFP, the pledge has no educational value and is a loyalty oath reminiscent of McCarthyism or some horrific totalitarian regimes, and is at odds with America's most important traditions. Wow. All those bad things in that short little Pledge of Allegiance. The next thing you know, somebody is going to take a shot at hot dogs, apple pie, and motherhood. After all, hot dogs have chemicals, and apple pie is fattening, and motherhood is... Well, I can't think of anything negative to say about motherhood. Understand, I'm not a believer in the idea my country right or wrong my country. On the other hand, I believe, and the Lord suggests, that there are principles and higher callings to which a person can and probably ought align himself. Even Jesus, as he began his last hours of suffering for our redemption, committed himself to a higher duty than his own personal preference when he prayed, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Please understand, I'm not ignoring the words of James who said our yes or no ought to be sufficient. I am saying the Lord recognizes the prayerful promises of his faithful people, and so does our nation. And if pledging faithfulness to a nation which is under God is a bad thing for our country's children, I feel sorry for them and the nation. Which is just my way of saying, old Ben Franklin was right when he said we must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. And that's true for church as well as country. We pray. Dear Lord, in this life there are things which ought command respect and loyalty, things to which a person should be aligned. May our children find, under your guidance, this nation is worthy of their allegiance. This I ask in the Savior's name. Amen.